experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk about a few of the highlights and, unfortunately, a few of the lowlights that have taken place over the last 2 years as we look back on our two-year anniversary of the show being on the air. One of the biggest highlights, Rick, that I see, we've talked about a little bit today, is we've had some amazing guests on this show that come from rescue organizations, as well as Humane Society and Animal Control. And one of the things that's amazed me is I had no idea how many people have dedicated their lives and their efforts to the rescue of so many different types of animals and so many animals that need rescuing.
Yeah, two come to mind. Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue, really out in Grand Ledge, really kind of highlighted a very spirited person that does great work out there. And then also out in, Nottingham.
Yep.
Wildlife rescue. I wouldn't have thought of getting into that when we started this show, but I'll tell you what, there's some real generous souls that are putting a lot of hard work into just getting an animal back into the wild.
Well, you're exactly right. I'll never forget going out to Nottingham Equestrian and actually sitting there as she fed a squirrel by a syringe. And never would I have expected to have sat there with someone nursing a squirrel. But there are just amazing people that are dedicated. And boy, it's been a lot of fun talking to all of these people that are involved, all the different breed rescues and everything else that's out there. It really has made a difference in the community.
My daughter went out there and they had a fawn, mm-hmm. and she was able to hand feed the fawn.
Yeah.
And that was an exhilarating experience, something that
it is
that she'll never forget.
Yeah, it is amazing. Another one of the highlights, Rick, has been where I actually accomplished what I would consider to be one of my, I won't call it a bucket list item, but definitely something I never expected. It's some of our celebrity interviews that we've done. I've had the chance to talk with some celebrities I never expected in my life to have a conversation with. Laura Ingraham, who is on this station, who I've always been a big fan of, getting a chance to talk with her about her pet interest was a thrill. And I'll never forget laying in the hospital watching the dog show, listening to David Fry, thinking about the conversation we had with him the week before just about the Westminster dog show and what an incredible experience that was. And I know for you, talking to Jack Hanna and the folks from the show Tanked, God, that had to be a great experience for you.
Yeah, and I've had conversations with them following trade shows and stuff, and it was a good little starter conversation talking about how did you enjoy being on the show, and they really enjoyed it, and it was fun for me. But Jack Hanna is kind of more of my own breed. I wouldn't have known that he, you know, was kind of so involved in the pet trade when he was younger. And we also had the gentleman from New York that grew up across the street from
the Bronx Zoo. Right.
And then you saw what happened, just the fact that he was exposed to all those animals at a young age and a curious mind, which we talk about on this show all the time, how important it is for young kids to kind of be exploring that new horizon that they wouldn't otherwise know exist. You know, changed lives happen because people are exposed to animals, and that's what makes doing this business so fun.
Right. And I think of all of the locations that we've talked to, whether it's Shedd's Aquarium or talking to the folks at the Sea Turtle Rescue down in Texas or the folks down at the aquariums down in Florida, and just all the zoos that we've talked to, the Toledo Zoo and the Battle Creek Zoo, as well as the folks at Potter Park. That's been an amazing bit of information that I've enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, coming at the Lansing audience on a weekly basis, it allows us to open that format. It's not just a dog and cat show. You know, it's great to have a dog and cat show. And most people that are listening to this radio show right now probably have a little kitten sitting right next to them or dog down at their feet. But not everybody has necessarily an aquarium, or not everyone necessarily is thinking about going to the zoo or visiting a nature center. But by getting out there, these topics, you know, hopefully people that are listening want to go to the Humane Society, want to go to their nature center, you know, want to go to these places and facilities that are very special in our community, and it's exciting to bring that to the forefront. And it's exciting for me. I'm a changed person just by the fact that I've been on this show and been able to expose myself to these various communities that are either kind of somewhat connected or isolated from everything that we do. And hopefully that's the same way that people feel that are listening to the show, is that we're opening up some audience. So when you go to the zoo or when you go to the nature center, you know, you've heard that voice or you've seen that, you know, you would have seen it unless you see it on our Facebook. Maybe if we have a nice little picture, right. Join our Facebook.
That's right.
But it just gives us some context for which this community that's kind of a silent partner that doesn't need to be. We need to be that voice and we need to let people know it's out there.
Right. Well, we've had a number of great authors as well, but primarily we've had a number of great local experts, whether it's the training experts we've had. We've pretty much talked to people who have pretty much advocated all forms of different training for dogs, especially. We've also had nutrition experts on, and God, the vet experts that we've had on, whether it's the different MSU vet professors that we've had on, or the dental, or the breeding, holistic. I mean, we've been all over the map when it comes
exotic,
to
exotic veterinarians.
Yeah,
so,
just everywhere.
You know, so when people listen this next year, you know, by all means on our Facebook, just throw some ideas out there. You're in the community. You know, as you listen to this show, what is it that you would like to hear more about? Who is it that you'd like to hear from? You know, I really enjoyed the conversation we had with Howard Soldans,
yep.
And also Dave Rinke
from Wolverton.
At Wolverton, two big heroes in the community that people, you know, at least with respect to Wolverton and Dave Rinke, you don't even ever hear of them.
Right. But
because they want to be silent in the community, but they do so much for our local community. It was just nice. It was an honor to have them on the show.
Well, and I like the fact that for once you were the rookie in the room.
Yeah, both guys that were in the room with me, both Howard Soldan and Dave Rinke were in the industry before I think he even moved to the area.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not often that I see Rick Pruse reduced to the rookie role. Luckily, they didn't make you carry their bags or buy them meals or anything.
Not on the show.
Well, exactly right. But one of the other things that I know was a highlight for you was talking with the folks at Purdue University about the human-animal bond and just exploring that topic. That one was very inspiring.
Well, for those of you out there that weren't involved in that show, too often our lives are busy and Saturday morning sometimes comes, you know, easy for some people and sometimes hard. That particular show was an excellent one. One could go back to the website.
Yeah,
you can go back and listen.
The
podcasts are there. But, okay, so down in Purdue, there's this organization and their whole goal is to explore the importance of the human-animal bond.
Right.
You know, and what more can you say? I mean, if it wasn't for that relationship, I wouldn't be in this business.
No, you're exactly right. It was a tremendous conversation, and it really opened your mind to what it is that animals bring to people as well as what people bring to animals. The only other highlight before we get to our lowlights was our live remote. We finally did the show live out of Joey's Pet Outfitters. And boy, was I a proud papa watching my dog running around and catching the Frisbee. That'll always be a highlight for me because I don't get to see my dog often enough. So that was great. But Rick, in addition to the highlights, we've had some lowlights, too.
You have to bring that up, okay? I was just trying to extend
well,
it, so
I know
kind of avoid that.
I know you were.
All right.
But probably the one that sticks in my mind was when I went out and visited with the alpaca farm and met our Marquise.
Well, that's funny. We can bring that one up.
Well,
okay.
When all of a sudden the alpaca, who never, ever spits on anybody, saw me, boy, he blasted me. Never had that dripping off your head.
Yeah.
It's something to experience.
I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah, you know, that would have been one where a camera.
I must admit, I would have laughed.
A camera would have been good on that
one. Every time we get somebody talking about alpacas in here, they say they rarely ever do it.
Right.
And then obviously there's
Cohen
who has.
I have a way.
Yeah.
That could just happen. But we've dealt with some very controversial subjects. I won't forget when we dealt with the issue of tethering of dogs and the laws regarding that. Boy, did we get a lot of feedback on Facebook and in other places and a lot of letters to the general manager of the radio station. So we've had some controversial issues too. But Rick,
the same thing every week.
Yeah, it is. We're in trouble. We've run out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen, thanking all of you for listening the last 2 years, wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next week for the beginning of our third year on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Honey, we got your disease in the jungle.